Way, mobile.
KO4, HKX here.
Hey, Patrick, how's it going?
Going pretty good. Heading home now. Got done early today.
Hey, did you hear me call you out last week?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good. I was over there on 14 at a mechanic's place there, and I thought I saw, I know I saw a Matco truck pass me, and I yelled out. I wasn't sure if you had your radio on.
What part of 14?
Let's see. You know where it splits and you can go straight to go to downtown Greer, or you can turn left and it takes you like a shortcut to Wade Hampton?
And that wasn't me, that was Chino.
Okay, I wasn't sure because I knew you said you had a certain area that you were covering, so I wasn't sure if that was part of it.
Go below 14. I don't go below Wade Hampton on 14.
I wasn't sure if you had, like, Greenville, Greer, if it kind of worked like that, so.
Too much sense.
I hear you there. So you got off work early today. That must be nice.
It is occasionally to get done early. The rain, and just, I don't know, it's like guys running hide from it. They're afraid to get wet.
Just make a stop at each store and then just check up on them to see if they need anything, or did they call you in?
I run the same route every week. Like Monday, I'm in Traveler's Rest in that area, visit the same guys, and Tuesday, I'm in Cherrydale, visit the same guy, run the same route, so they know when to expect me.
They know you're coming. Lately, I've actually been on a little bit more than usual, but how's everything going?
I've been doing pretty good. I was out of town all weekend.
To Raleigh on Friday, a buddy of mine, his wife twisted her knee and messed up pretty bad, so I'm going up there to help him film a wedding.
Good trip, then. You going to stay the weekend?
My wife's not terribly happy with me. I actually had scheduled a little time off for us and the kids. We're going to just do an overnight trip Saturday, Sunday. But I had to cancel that. But no, I'm going to, I'll go up Friday, stay the night, work all day Saturday, and then come home, try to drive 4 hours whenever I leave, probably be about 12 o'clock.
Pretty good drive from there.
Raleigh, there's like no real, it's kind of like Wilmington, there's no real easy way to get there. You gotta take a bunch of roads.
85, it runs all the way up to Raleigh, doesn't it?
No, I'll have to check. For some reason, I thought I had to jump on a different road, but that may be true. I don't go there, but maybe once every couple years. I don't remember.
Yeah, now that I think about it, I think you're right. You run 85 to 77 and run up that way. KO4 HKX.
Why? Yeah, I think it's something like that. So, we'll see. I got my truck fixed. That's where I was at last week. I had stupid, if you know, which you probably do because you work on cars, but the VCT sensor, I had to get that fixed. I was going to try to fix it myself, but I didn't want a chance dropping a screw in the engine.
Not good.
Somewhere, which, after he fixed it, I'm not sure if it would have been cheaper for me to just get a new engine.
Due to it.
Solenoid sensor is right there at top of, you got one on driver's side, passenger side, and it's right there. All they had to do was take it out and replace it.
Not that easy to get out, though. But some of them are. I don't know what vehicle you got.
Ford Expedition 07. I'm pretty comfortable doing my own engine work normally, but I know that you need a C27 screwdriver, and I was just didn't feel that great about if I dropped, you know, the screw that goes with it. If I dropped it, I didn't know how I was going to get it back out.
Unless you drop the whole sensor.
Even if you get an OEM part. I could not get an OEM part. I could only get a replacement part, so that screw is not cased where it won't fall out. It is actually two separate parts.
Now, OE doesn't give you that screw a lot of times.
And the part cost me, which I know labor and stuff is all, you know, in there. They charged me $300 to change it, which I guess I felt like was a little high, but maybe that's right. I don't know.
I don't remember what that job pays to do it anymore.
Yeah, when I guess the other Matco truck passed me, that's where I was at. I was over there trying to get that taken care of.
Pretty easy fix there. That's $300 repair is actually a pretty cheap repair nowadays.
It wasn't great timing for me, but you know what? I doubt any time would be great timing. So this part of life, I know it's all good. But how's your radio stuff going?
As far as I know, they're all doing pretty good. Been working with EchoLink a little bit on my phone so that when I'm out of town, I can start using it.
How does that work with your, do you still use your radio with EchoLink?
No, it's all done through your phone or your computer.
Stuff that you can download on your phone.
I don't know if you got Android or Apple, but they both have it.
The phone. I'll have to check that out then. That's pretty cool, so you can still call in, even though, because I've heard people say they were opening it up to EchoLink, like during each night, the call-in, but I wasn't sure exactly what that entailed.
Basically, you're checking into the repeater over the internet.
You load it in, and I guess you just sign up for your account.
That your call sign's a good call sign. Didn't take much.
Using EchoLink yet?
A couple times through messaging on EchoLink, and then last night I was talking to Bill and Tom on the way home in the dead spot up here in Harrisonville on EchoLink.
Especially if I'm coming home Saturday night or whatever, driving through, I could sign on using the EchoLink through my phone.
Yeah, you got to practice with it a little bit because there's a delay in when you start talking. If you start talking as soon as you hit the button, it'll cut off the first little bit, and then you got to wait before somebody else starts talking on the other end before you hear it. So you got to practice with it a little bit.
I'll check that out tonight, because that'd be good. Since you're heading home.
I just passed 414 on 25.
Oh, what kind of antenna do you have for your shack?
Tram 1411, I believe it is. I have to go back and look, but it's 16 foot tall or 17 foot tall with three little ground planes on it. Seems to do okay.
For what, like the 2 meter and stuff?
Roger that. That's my 2 meter 440 antenna.
Tech text or email you or something tonight. I was looking at a couple radios, but I'm not sure quite what I'm looking at, and so I want to get your opinion.
I need a little of opinion, but I don't know a whole lot, so I'll try to help you what I can.
This was looking, I don't know if I have the money yet, but I wanted to kind of get an idea of what I should be looking for and what price range. Of course, if I can talk you out of that 991, I may try to do that.
Daniel, to help you out, and I don't want to see what I can do.
Mind, I was just pulling your leg, but also wondering if you were going to be getting rid of it.
To be honest with you, I hadn't decided what I was going to do with it yet, so it's just kind of sitting on a shelf to the side. But I'll figure out something, and then I'll let you know one way or the other here in the next little bit.
All right, I'm just, like I said, just looking to see what options are and what I should be looking at. I'm still trying to even figure out what does what at this point.
YouTube videos you can watch on the 991, and you can actually on how to use it, how it works, and different things you can do with it. So there's lots of information out there on it if you want to watch some of those.
I watched a couple on some of the Kenwoods, and that actually was one of the units I was looking at. Was I think it's the 570. So I was kind of looking at some of those.
N0TR, he loves those. I don't know a whole lot about them, so he would be the one to ask about the Kenwood.
I hear him on.
Okay, so I figured that would bring him out of the woodworks.
I mean, as soon as I said Kenwood, he would have popped up. KI4DTY.
Watching Gunsmoke. I know he likes to do that.
And I heard he likes to watch Grit TV. I grew up on Gunsmoke. That was pretty much what I was going to be when I grew up.
I grew up watching the reruns of it myself.
I had a dream I'd get up and watch, I had to say it right, wrestling with my dad.
With some wrestling?
I know. I told my wife's from up north, and I was like, yeah, I grew up. We used to watch wrestling. And she's like, what is wrestling?
Ric Flair with the chop, and then Rock and Roll Express, the Road Warriors. Oh, yeah, I watched all of that.
Andre the Giant. I'm watching wrestling with my dad, so that's always been a fond memory of mine. Of course, it's changed a lot now, but you have two grown men up in a ring throwing each other around.
We're going over to my mom's dad, my grandfather, and that's all he would watch. If it was on TV, you could not watch anything else. So the whole family had to gather around and watch it. Yeah, I remember as a kid laying in the floor watching the Four Horsemen and all that, beating up on everybody. Yeah, I grew up watching that stuff.
KN4TFW Mobile.
See you this afternoon. You got Patrick and Daniel here.
Well, this afternoon, finally on my way to the house.
Hear you in here in the next little bit.
Is the state dry?
Heard I stay dry. How about you, Daniel?
And I didn't get too bad. It, you know, a little sprinkle here and there, and I managed to even sneak in a little Cabela's side trip there.
Try backing the mic up from you just a little bit.
Is that better?
Much better.
Sorry about that.
Hi, buddy. We all do it from time to time.
Probably so there's no other noise going through with it, so
but no, I didn't get too wet. I was good, got a little sprinkle here and there, but like I said, I was able to sneak in a little Cabela's trip and look at some things over there on Woodruff before heading home.
Up in Spartanburg, it just rained all day long. It was either a real heavy sprinkle or it was raining pretty good. It finally stopped right about quitting time.
Heavy mist all day long today where I'm in Cherrydale.
I'm in Taylor's, kind of, you know, not too far away, so it's pretty much been the same here too. Heavy mist, light rain all day.
There by Cherrydale, there's supposed to be a shop called like USA Trailers or whatever. You ever been by there? See those trailers with the tents on them?
I have never seen any of those kind of trailers there. It's more of a trailer repair facility. Or if you got the, there's another trailer place that sells enclosed trailers. But I've still never seen any of those there.
He says they're a rent form, and it's like a 5x7, and it, you know, you swing the gates out and pull out a couple of grates and that, and then the tent fits right onto it, and it makes a nice tent.
Seen any of those there, but there again, I'm not looking for it either. I was just there today, and I didn't notice any, but I'll try to remember to look tomorrow when I ride through there.
All right, appreciate it. KN4TFW.
All right, Patrick, I'm home, so I'm going to jump off, finish wrapping up my jobs and emails. But it was good talking to you, buddy. I hope you have a safe drive home, and I'll be 73 on your last call.
Talking to you this afternoon. Good to hear from you. And 73 is to you. Until the next time.
KN4TFW.
Plans this afternoon?
Not really. I think Mama's home. I think we're just eating dinner and watching TV. What you got up?
And if Susan was off, or if he was going to be on the radio or not.
Tonight, but then tomorrow and Thursday, I believe she's got to work nights.
Stay open over there.
They're open till 9. I mean, years ago, they used to be open till like 4 in the morning, but they're only open till 9 now. And then by the time she gets, you know, all the drawers counted down and everything closed up, she's leaving there about, you know, 9:45 or 10.
About 10:30, 10:45.
Yeah, something like that. 10:15 maybe. 10:30 at the latest, usually.
In the bed already.
I'll wish her a good night, and then she'll wake me up and let me know that she made it home. Or usually I'll leave a light on so that when she gets home and she turns it off, I know she made it.
Again, I'm gonna have to say 7:30 as I'm up here in the black hole in Harrisonville, so I don't know how much you can hear me at all now. This is KO4ATX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7:30.
All right, 7:30, Patrick. You have a good one. Tell Elise we said hey, and look forward to catching you in the morning. KN4TFW.